Hello, bestie. Welcome back to our podcast. I beg your pardon. And in this episode, we will name this The Good, The Fun, and The Beauty. Isn't that amazing? We're starting off positive. Coming from Nurse John, who's been talking about all the negatives in healthcare. Listen, I want to start off this podcast positive, all right? Because if we start with a negative, it's going to last for about like 50 episodes because I can talk for hours for that. But the positive, let's keep it light. And then we're going to get to the drama because we love the drama. We don't want to be part of the drama, but we love listening and hearing about the drama. Isn't that right, bestie? So wherever you are listening right now, in your car, while on your shift, after your shift, pooping, pissing, cooking, wherever you are, sit down, hold tight, and do me a favor, bestie. Have you drink water today? Have you taken your medications? If not, do me a favor and do that. Have you responded to your therapist? That's what I thought you haven't. And listen, if you can afford therapy, I'm gonna be your therapist. And this is your therapy session with me, with Nurse John right now. All right, so this episode is The Good, The Fun, and The Beauty. And I have asked every single one of you guys to contribute to this episode. And I ask, why do you love what you're doing right now as a profession? And you guys have submitted hundreds of different responses and stories. And I am so excited. I'm telling you guys right now, I've read every single one of them. All of them are interesting, but I picked the one that's going to kind of scratch your brain a little bit, okay? And give you some miracle and find the light in this profession, not just in nursing, but everywhere in healthcare and in your job other than healthcare, okay? So let's start this. So while I'm looking at my phone, oh, there you go. First story. Hello, labor and delivery nurse here. I went to nursing school to be a labor and delivery nurse, and every day is a dream come true. Nights and 12-hour shifts absolutely kills my body, same sis. But to be able to provide care for someone during their most vulnerable and special time is so rewarding. Nursing is often a thankless job, truth. But when I get those sincere thank yous from the patient, especially after a scary delivery, like an emergency C-section or pushing for 5+ hours, it makes it all worth it. I will never ever do any other kind of nursing, and I'm so grateful for you all that works in MedSurg because yikes, no thank you. Thank you for this submission. And I just want to say I'm going to keep every single story anonymous because HIPAA violation. Anyways, first of all, thank you so much for this submission. And wow, yeah, absolutely. A single thank you from a patient makes a lot of difference for your nurses. If you're a patient and you're listening to this podcast, even your smallest thank you makes a lot of difference in our lives. I've had so many encounters and situations where I was having a really shitty and overloaded shift, but then my patient would literally press a cold bell and I would be like, oh, not again. But I come to their room and they tell me, hey, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for taking care of me. Melts my heart. I feel so much better. The anger, the anxiety, the stress is gone. It just makes you feel that you are wanted. The job that you're doing is being appreciated by someone. She said, nursing is often a thankless job. People sometimes would say to you, oh, well, that's your job. Didn't you want to be a nurse? And I hate that when they say that. Yes, I wanted to be a nurse, but I didn't want to be in a shitty, crappy environment and suck it all up every single day, right? So yes, a simple, small thank you makes a lot of difference in our lives. Next. Being a labor and delivery nurse is so rewarding. I did my rotation before in nursing school in labor and delivery. And if I am not working in MedSurg or ER, I would work in labor and delivery. Probably in the OR because I love the experience. I just love seeing how rewarding it is for new parents or second time, third time parents to have their new kid or be there for them to educate them, to help them get through the whole birthing delivery. It's just amazing. I find that it's rewarding for me to be able to hold that new life and give it to the person who's been carrying that for almost 9 months. And I just want to say thank you to all the birthing person and mothers out there. I can't imagine how you guys do it, but you guys do it with so much compassion, love, patience. And yeah, thank you guys. Thank you. Thank you, mom, because I was raised by a single mother. And She did not need no man. Women, unstoppable, unbreakable. No man needed. Thank you. Oh, another labor and delivery. And this one is from uterus nurse. Her name is Marissa. She's actually my friend, so I'm gonna say her name right now. Marissa, I love you. I'm a labor and delivery nurse, and I take a lot of pride in making sure that my patients have autonomy under my care. Last night, I had a vaginal after the provider had warned the patient that she might need a C-section, and it felt like a victory for her and her husband and me. The provider even cheered her on and helped her pull the baby out after the head and shoulder delivered. It was really beautiful, and I love being a part of these moments with my patients. Remind me why I did this in the first place. See how amazing that is? Just being part of a family that's going to have another person in that family. And it's going to be also like super like shocking when at some point that baby that you helped birth 18 years after that became like a doctor or a nurse. And then you're still working on that floor and you're like, oh my God, now that baby that I helped deliver is now my coworker or like my doctor or like my colleague. That would be so amazing. And that happened so many times and I've seen it a couple of times. And it's just so amazing. Mm-hmm. Or that baby that you helped deliver had a wife or a partner who's delivering on the same unit, and now you're helping that baby you delivered deliver his, her first baby. Isn't that amazing? And my English are like mumbling right now. Next. I had a patient who was also a hospital employee. She was having surgery but ended up in the ICU intubated. After a few days, we were able to extubate, but recovery was brutal. Many times I had to tough love her into baths because she was so weak. She kept trying to give up on me. On several occasions, she tried to give me her goodbyes, but I wasn't having it. Oh. Fast forward to now, over a year later, I frequently see her at the gym and lifting weights. She always thanks me for pushing her to keep fighting. Remember when I couldn't even lift my hand? She came so far and I'm so happy for her. Look at that. A full circle success. And listen, I think for nurses too, like it's so rewarding for us if we see our patient who we had on their worst and then we help them to get on their best, and then you see them in public and they're enjoying their life to the fullest and you're like, I was a part of that person's progress and I was a part of why that person is now able to enjoy their life. And you're like, oh my God, it feels so good. And this is one of the reasons why I love being a nurse. It's because when I see my patient come back for like a general checkup just to see how they're doing and they end up like healthy, which is usually and sometimes a little bit of complication, but then they're still doing good, makes me feel good because I was a part of that journey and now they're doing super well. I love it. Next. I am a nursing student from Germany. I'm sorry if my English isn't that great. Please bear with me. I really love my job because of the feedback I get from my patients. I work on a pediatrics unit. Kids are really cute sometimes. Sometimes you have the parents as the real patients. I feel very, very proud if someone appreciates my hard work. For example, a nurse with lots of knowledge, if someone like this compliments me, I am proud of myself and love my job. I don't know how much appreciation the nursing students in America or somewhere else get, but in Germany, I think the job as nurse doesn't get a lot of appreciation from society. That's pretty sad. I hope that will change. Hello and good luck on your nursing studies. And I can tell you right now, I believe that you are going to be a great nurse in the future. Again, the compliments you get from patients helps you feel so much better and helps you keep pushing and helps you get through that rough 12-hour shift or 16-hour shift because it really does make a difference. Positive affirmation from the person you're taking care of from a stranger helps a lot. And don't worry, like the nursing students here in America, even the nurses don't get much appreciation just like in Germany. I think we all are sharing the same experience here. It's just with different sprinkles, so it's covered up a little bit, you know, cute and worse at the other, but we're all in the same boat, sis. I'm telling you, and we're all drowning. Next. Why I like being a nurse? Because it's utter chaos. Your depiction of daily nursing shifts are accurate, and yet I still come back the next day or night and work with my children. Quotation mark, children. Because let's be honest, these geriatric patients are doing the reverse cycle of a baby to adult. At the end of the day, all my viejitos and viejitas are happy. comfortable calling me sweetheart, daughter, granddaughter. If we ain't family by the end of the 13-hour shift, I don't want it. Some of these people don't have family. Some of them are far away from family. So I make sure that they don't feel alone, even if they're only there for a short period of time. Look at that. I also call my patients like my children because I protect them. They're mother tiger and they're my cubs. I will protect them from anyone, from doctors, from the social worker, from the nutrition, from everyone. Even from their family, I will protect them. So I call them my children. And it's not like, you know, to describe them in a belittling way, but like it's to say that these are mine and I will do the best that I could to protect these people, to advocate for these people. And that's the biggest job of a nurse, to protect, to advocate, to be there for them, to make them feel less alone. And that is so true. Like when my patient calls me or they tell me like, oh, just call me Nana or just call me Grandma, it makes me feel good because they're considering me as their family or like we're a family. And listen, that is so true. Whatever she said, like if in the end of my shift, we're not as close as a family, I don't want it because I'm here to make a trusting, loving relationship with you. Loving relationship, not romantically, but like loving as in like you trust me and I trust you and we're gonna do this together and we're gonna do everything to help you feel better. And that's just so nice. Aw, that's so cute. But I love how she's like, if in the end of my 13-hour shift, we're not family, I don't want it. Just like Fast and the Furious, family first, right? Vin Diesel, period. I love it. Next. This one, hi, I've been a dental assistant for over 32 years now. Wow, thank you so much for your service. And what I love about my job is how happy a patient is when we make changes aesthetically to their front teeth. Whether we place new crowns, veneers to upper and lower teeth, it's when they walk out smiling and so thankful. I will always remember this one woman who was 80 years old and she was able to finally save enough money to change the upper six front teeth. She walked out so happy and with tears in her eyes. She passed away 5 years later. Girl, but you have to break it that way. So like you gave her new teeth and then she passed away. Anyways, that's 5 years. I keep smiling when I think about her to this day. Aw, that is so cute. See, like the job that, you know, that you provide as a nurse, as a profession, is very specific to us. But nursing, like caring for somebody else, is not just specific to just nurses. Like dental assistant, dentists, and other healthcare workers, nurses, another person too, a stranger, someone. And it's so nice, like dental assistant being so happy, remembering that they were able to make someone feel confident and love their smile is amazing. I like that. Love it. Next. I am an OR nurse, so operating room nurse, and have been in the OR for the past 6 years. I love working in the OR, and my favorite thing that really makes me value what I do is when I hold the patient's hand as they're going off to sleep to get sedated, and they squeeze my hand back and thank me. It's clear they are terrified, and the little handhold squeeze just melts my heart. Aww. That is so sweet. It is. Like, it is so terrifying to be in a hospital. Because, again, you don't go to the hospital because you feel better. It's usually because there is something wrong or there's something that you're concerned with. That's why you're in the hospital. You never go in the hospital just because you... Sure, it's for general checkup. But again, you're doing a general checkup because you want to make sure nothing is wrong. So there is still a concern that something is wrong. So yeah, it's just really terrifying to be in the hospital. And even as a nurse, I have been a patient myself. And it's just hard to be in a hospital. Almost like 100 other people in the same room. Everyone with different stories. Everyone with different suffering. It's scary. It's terrifying. And if you don't have a supportive, caring, a welcoming like healthcare provider, it's hard. It makes it even harder for you to, you know, to process what you're going through. So having someone who's there for you and makes you feel like everything is going to be okay, you are being taken care of by someone, you are safe here, helps a lot. So not just patient giving advice to patient, but for us healthcare provider, I know that sometimes our emotion gets on top of us and the things that happen to us one shift, but I don't think it's fair for us to unload all of those anxiety, anger, or anything else to the patients. Because sometimes it might annoy us that they keep asking questions over and over and over and over again, but imagine you're in that position. I always tell myself, let me put my mom on that position, and what would I want that nurse, so me as a nurse, to provide to my mom? And then it changes my whole perspective of like, how do I want to care for this person? How do I want to understand this person even more? Because if this was my mom, I want my mom treated with the highest, best possible care. And when you think that way, or just put yourself on that position, do you want your healthcare provider to tell you like, okay, stop asking questions, we will get to you when we're ready? Or do you want someone to be there for you and just be like, I am so sorry that you are feeling so much like pain right now, but I will do my best to speak to the doctor or find a way so we can alleviate your pain. While we're waiting, maybe take some deep breaths, make them feel wanted, make them feel like you are there for them. It helps a lot. Next, I work in a neurovascular ICU, so intensive care unit in France. We treat patients who just have stroke. It's very brutal for the patient in general, and I love when I can put a smile on the face of the patient who struggled to have to face this new situation in their life. I love to watch the patient who arrive in our unit with very bad symptoms, and a few days later, thanks to the treatment, go back home with their own feet, with a little care for minor symptoms. I love when a patient tells me I really help him. I don't have a precise story, for example, but that really is what I enjoy in my work. For me, it's really the smile on the patient's face who make worth it of all the difficulties I go through at work. Oh, that is so sweet. That is true. Like, again, like seeing your patient go home, like discharging your patient from the hospital and they're happy and ready to go home, and they would give you like a hug, a shake hands or anything, changes everything and makes you feel so much better, and you would want to take another overtime shift. Don't. Okay, just be grateful that your patient appreciate you, but don't take an overtime shift. Next, hi, sending an answer for what you love about your job. I'm a wound care specialist, and here are a few things I love. Wound care specialist, being able to see my patient with huge infected wounds heal and regain their quality of life. Teaching new nurses that wound care isn't scary, and it is actually super interesting. Love how excited they get after a few shadow sessions with me, and getting the change to be creative in my treatment. I joke and call it my craft time when I'm manipulating dressing to do new things. That is so sweet. So one thing about nursing is there's so many other jobs that you can take as a nurse, and you don't always have to work in the hospital setting. You can work in the community, you can work in your own clinic, you can work for someone private. You don't have to go to the hospital. There are so many other types of nursing that you can be. You can be a community nurse, you can be a nurse in a, let's say, festivals, and you're just in the backstage waiting for someone to pass out and you're there to help them. Or you want to be nurse in a cruise ship. You can be that. There's so many options in nursing. It's not all in the hospital. The people who choose to work in a hospital are the crazy ones. We are the crazy ones. We have mental problems and we are aware of it, but we do it to ourselves. That's the problem. Next, this is response to your story asking what I love about working in healthcare. I feel like as people are starting to become burnt out for a very good reason, some bad reasons too, it has become an issue where people pass the buck off to others. So patients can be passed around and speak to a lot of different people and doctors and get confused. Ooh. What I really like is when I go into a situation with a patient who is flustered and stressed because they're getting so confused, and I'm able to help them get clarity and understand the plan and what they need to do next. People can be so ungrateful to healthcare workers, and I feel in this situation is when patients are genuinely grateful because I'm able to take some stress away. So I was just talking about this like 2-3 questions ago. Like, I understand that we are all going through a lot of stress and pressure as healthcare workers, but I think it's not fair for us to unload those stress or anger or anxiety towards the patients, or like how we communicate with patients, because these people are going through a lot of difficulties, a lot of confusion, and if we add to that more, they're never gonna get better. They're never gonna get the answers they need, and they're just gonna keep asking questions, do this, because they want clarity. So why don't we give the clarity they need in the first place so that they feel comfortable, less stress, and things can go even smoothly as how we want it? Because the only time that we get frustrated is that if the patient keeps asking the same question. And again, sometimes they're asking the same question because they have, sure, dementia or Alzheimer's. And that makes sense that you kind of get annoyed sometimes because it's repetitive and it's understandable that they repeat that. But sometimes also, like, it's understandable that they repeat a question because they don't really get it. Because you did not explain it enough to them or in the best possible way that they can understand. So they have to repeat the question, and it's valid. That is completely okay for them to repeat that. And if you've done the best that you could and it's still not working, get another nurse or someone else to explain it to them. But you don't have to ignore it. And I know sometimes it gets super hard to do that and you just like leave it, but you have to provide that service to them. Okay? Love you. Okay, next. A story that sticks out for me a few years ago, I had an 18-year-old girl who was involved in a hit and run. Oh, God. She was driving home and a drunk driver hit her and left her for dead. Oh, God. She's not dead, okay? just in case, she's not dead. She broke nearly every bone in her face, severe traumatic brain injury. Long recovery, she was on our unit for a month and was just starting to talk and needing maximum assistance to walk. She had an amazing supportive family and I sent her to intensive rehabilitation from my unit. A few months later, I was standing at the nurse's station and I get a tap on my back and it was her. Wow, that is so cute. She was walking and talking and she brought our whole unit cookies. She kept saying how grateful she was for all of our help. She cried, I cried. It was truly a beautiful moment to see the full circle of I played a part in helping that person made me really love nursing that day. Look at that. And I've had so many experiences like that when I work in transplant. So like we would have patients who got transplanted like, with kidneys, liver, and all that stuff. And usually they stay super long in the hospital, like 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, 7 months, because they're waiting for the organ to be transplanted to them. And if they're in the list and they're really low in the list, they have to wait longer and they get so much complication. It just gets getting worse and sometimes like life or death situation. But then after the transplant, they're going to go to another crash, which is like basically getting used to a new life. Basically, they're getting their second life and there's a lot of complication. There's a lot of like down low, and once they're up there and they're so much better and they go home and they come back to the unit feeling so much better, and you literally cannot recognize them the way you've seen them on their worst, because let's say they're super emancipated or like skinny and then or bloated or like confused, and then you see them after they get out of the hospital a total different person, you're like, oh my God, I helped get that person back to normal. And like, it just lights up your face. It lights up the whole unit. I've cried so many times when my patient comes back and they bring like, let's say, chocolate or flowers. And they're like, thank you so much. Because if it wasn't for you, I don't think I would have had make it. Or I wouldn't be here standing. And it just feels so good. Feels so good to be a nurse. Okay, next. Hey, dude. Oh, wow. I'm an ICU nurse from Poland. One day, I was singing, doing my stuff around the patient, and suddenly he told me that I could be a star and he would enjoy seeing me in some TV show. And then he told me that he is much happier because I choose to be a nurse and I'm there with him. And that's why I love my job. Look at that. He's probably like singing like Whitney Houston. And the patient is just like eyes closed and just like opening it a little bit. Like, who the hell is that person singing? And they see it's his nurse. That's so cute. Listen, I have danced for my patient. I literally twerk for my patient just to make them laugh. And it always works. They laugh. I sing to them. I do everything for them. I did a stand-up comedy show for my 87-year-old Italian lady just to make her smile and make her eat food. So she gets distracted and she keeps taking the spoon so she can eat. Listen, nurses do a lot of things that's not in the book to make things work. And that's the crazy part. We're so happy to do it. Okay, next. I must admit that nursing has presented its fair share of challenges. As a nursing student during my clinicals, it is expected that we receive guidance and support from our supervisors, who serves as a role model. However, my experience this semester has been quite different. Unfortunately, my supervisor has turned out to be a bully. Oh God. Specifically targeting me. Oh God. It is disheartening to face such mistreatment, but the field of nursing has taught me valuable lessons in resilience and perseverance. Regardless of the obstacle I encounter, I am determined to overcome them. I have chosen this career to make a positive impact on patients' lives, and I refuse to let anyone hinder my progress. This unwavering dedication is what makes me proud to be a nurse. We continue on this path because of our patients, our compassionate nature, and the core values that defines us. Oh. First of all, I am so sorry that you have experienced bullying even in the beginning of your journey as a nursing student. And it's really hard that even to think that you are being bullied by someone who's in the same profession as you, someone who went through the same struggles as you. And I think there's always going to be people like that who's going to feel like they have more power or authority over you. And I think what you can do is to make sure you set your boundaries and you step your foot before anything else happens. Because if you don't, they will just keep doing this to you, and it's going to be a cycle until you end up developing trauma, mental illness, and worse is like leaving the job that you love. So the best that you can do is set your foot straight and your boundaries. It's hard for me to say this because it's really hard for me to confront other people, because I feel like I would never win a situation. I'm that kind of person, but I'm still learning. What I could suggest is that from experience is that if you set the tone that I am here to work and I am here to do something that I love, to those people who belittles you, set the freaking tone yourself. Just be like, if you don't like me, I don't need you to like me actually, because I like what I'm doing and you can F off. That's it. Give that energy. Give that Nicki Minaj energy. I know you guys hate me, but guess what? I don't give a mm-mm. So you know what? Let these people be. And if you're experiencing bullying, let's say at work, talk to them. Confront them yourself. Bring someone with you. And if they cannot be toned down with confrontation, take it to the parking lot. That's a bad suggestion. No violence, guys. No violence. Do not ever go to the same level as these people. These people are jealous. That's what I always say. Like, people who bullies you or people who hates you are people who envy your life, what you're doing, because they wish they were you. And they're hating because they can't be you. That's it. That's it. That's all. Oh my God, that was so negative. But I'm so sorry, girl. I hope you're okay. You're going to be an amazing nurse. Change a supervisor. Talk to the principal. Do something. Okay? Love you. Next. I work in the NICU. So neonatal ICU. So that's where like the little baby. And the family was devastated to be there on Christmas. The mom taped ornaments in the room, shape it like a Christmas tree. And on my Christmas evening shift, I got the baby a small book to put as a gift under the tree. We took pictures in his Christmas outfit. I got to take family photos of them. We did everything we could to make the best out of it. It was so rewarding. The mom was vulnerable with me that stretch of a shift about the ups and downs of being a new mom and a baby in the NICU. I was honored to be her listening ear. Nursing is special. See, nurses really do go out of their way to make patients and family feel loved and better. We would literally take our time after our shift to go to like a dollar store or anywhere to get something. We are always thinking of someone else. Even though we're out of our job, we always think of like our patient. Oh my God, I remember that Mr. Smith loved peaches and the hospital doesn't have peaches. I would literally go to the grocery store and get peaches so I can bring it to him so he feels better. I would go out of my way to do that just to make my patients happy. And I know a lot of nurses do that. They would craft a whole autobiographical book for the NICU baby or get like a wig, buy from Amazon and make someone who's going through like, let's say, breast cancer to make them feel better. They do everything. Thank you, nurses. Love you. Next. Oh my God. This one is very long and traumatizing, but ooh. Back when I worked on a neuro trauma floor, a patient was rushed up to the neuro floor. Report was being given to me by the error nurse while the patient was being transferred to their hospital bed. While on the phone, the family came up to me frantic how no one told them anything and they were surprised she didn't get any head CT scan in the ER. Honestly, I got more from the family than the ER nurse. Ooh. Ooh, that's spicy. Felt like your ER to ICU handoff report video. When the family kept telling me her behavior was not normal, I had a gut feeling that the patient was having a hemorrhagic stroke. Look at that critical thinking. Thank goodness I listened to the family. The doctor didn't believe me and said to reassess in 4 hours. This was night shift, by the way. The patient arrived at 2 a.m. I reassessed an hour later. We called him to the floor and pleaded for a head CT scan. Thankfully, he listened and ordered a stat because she was starting to have a small bleed indicative of a hemorrhagic stroke and was sent to the ICU 10 minutes before shift change. This made me proud to listen to my gut and fight for my patients. There are other stories like this, but made me proud I could help. Whew, I can talk 4 hours how many times I have to fight residents or doctors or other healthcare providers because they don't believe what I believe. Like, my gut feeling is super strong. Let's say, like, I feel like the patient is having like a sepsis and they're like, oh, just reassess in 4 hours. I was like, I'm not reassessing in 4 hours. I need us to do this, this, and this, and this because I want to make sure everything is okay. And sometimes they would refuse. And then 4 hours later, it turns out to be that I was right. And they're like, oh, we would never expect. I mean, if you listen to me in the first freaking place, the patient doesn't have to suffer. I'm telling you, a lot of us nurses have fought for so many things that we believe is right. And most of the time, it is right. But we are not believed in what we think is right. Because they're like, well, you're just a nurse and I am supposed to be the one who knows. No. Like, I like it when like residents or like doctors and other healthcare providers listen to you and then ask you instead of like just refusing why you want to do something very specific. Let's say I want a head CT scan for my patient just because I'm so worried. I have this feeling it's been going on for the past 30 minutes. I might think that the patient is having like a hemorrhagic stroke. I would love a resident to be like, oh, why would you think that? Can you give me more information instead of like, oh, we don't have to do that now. It's not an urgent thing and just keep monitoring the patient. No, ask me more why I think that way. And maybe I'm going to give you more information and you're going to be able to critically think that, oh, maybe you're right. Maybe we should do this and just for safety purposes, do it. And that would be so much better. Oh my God, girl, thank you for listening to your gut. Thank you for advocating for your patient. Thank you for saving that life. Next. Hi, Nurse John. I adore you. Want to share my story of something that makes me proud to be in healthcare. I'm a medical social worker. I love you, social worker. You guys are having it too. You guys are going through the same crap. So if you're a social worker and listening to this podcast, baby, take a shot. Take a caffeine shot for me. I'm a medical social worker and I recently had a patient in his 20s who overdosed on fentanyl and had poor prognosis. He was from Saudi Arabia and his family all lived there. The family needed to come to the US urgently to make medical decision, but in reality to say goodbye to their loved one before he dies. Oh God. Even with letters and call from the doctor, the US consulate in Saudi said 2 weeks minimum before they could see the family for a visa appointment, but the patient would have been long gone by then. I reached out to every Saudi consulate in the US, the US consulate in Saudi, our district representative, and my ex who used to work in US consulate in Saudi. To top it all off, the war in Sudan broke out, so the consulate closed the public. With tons of call, emails, and killing everyone with kindness, I was able to convince the US consulate in Saudi to see our patient's family. They received their visas and were able to travel to the US to say goodbye to their son. I was also able to coordinate the repatriation of his body back to Saudi through the consulate. I felt proud, although this was such a sad story. Oh God. I actually have had those kind of like situation where let's say a patient is dying and their family is like far, far away from them and the only way they can communicate is through like FaceTime or Skype. I am heartbroken for those patient and mostly the family who are like weeping in a camera because they cannot hold the person they love on their last minute of life. And it was crazy. Oh my God, this story is so sad. But do you guys see how the amount of things nurses do out of their job and their profession to do something for the patient? Like, I'm telling you, nurses do a lot of things for their patients because we care so much for these people. And the last thing we want is for them to go through such such like a hard fate. We already know and we already feel the suffering that they are going through in the hospital. Imagine like the last day of their son's life, they cannot be there. I'm telling you, nurses would do and all of their power to find a solution to this. That was so sad. Oh my God. Next. Guys, listen, this episode was supposed to be like fun, lighthearted, but then it is though. You find the light at the end of the tunnel, but then it's so freaking dark before the light at the end of the tunnel. Jeez. I am from Germany, and a few months ago, I had a Ukrainian woman who came as a refugee because of the war to our country. She didn't speak German and barely understand English, but somehow we made it possible to understand each other. She felt so lonely and was really sad because her daughter was still in the Ukraine and worked there as a doctor. The only thing I did was listen to her and take care of her, and she was so grateful. The day she left, she told me that I was such a good nurse and that she was so happy with me. She hugged me and gave me a chocolate. Talks like this, even though they might not seem that important to us, makes a huge difference for our patients. I speak three languages, English, French, and Tagalog. But when I'm with my patient, I would literally translate words and talk in Arabic just to help my patient understand more. Because sometimes like you would have patient who only speak, let's say, Mandarin, or who only speaks Punjab or something like that. And sometimes it takes so long for like a translator to come in and be to translate information. So sometimes I'm just like, you know what? F it. I'm going to Google Translate or let Google speak so that they can understand it and feel better. Because you see, like, this patients get so anxious because no one's understanding them. Like, no amount of like body language or like explanation they can give can make the nurse or anyone else understand them. So for me, it frustrates me too, because I'm like, oh my God, I just wish that I could understand you. I just wish I could give you the answers you need, but I just don't speak it. So I would literally find a way. I would go Google. I would sit down and find a way how to translate this and this and this just for my patient to understand everything. And again, we do this out of our job. Again, translator exists, right? But if there's no translator, you are the translator. If a social worker is not there, I am the social worker. If the nutritionist is not there, I am the nutritionist. If the doctor is not there, I am the doctor. And again, nurses do this out of the job description that they sign up for. And it's like, it's normalized. It's okay to do this. And the pay we get is not even enough for what we do. Oh God, this is wow. Next. I am currently working as a junior resident doctor in India, and obviously the one thing I love about medical profession is when I'm able to treat my patient right and form a diagnosis and they happily go home. One thing which is a problem in India is that we have more male surgeon than female, but the patients of breast carcinoma is high. So while I was a visiting doctor in a village, few families really were against me and they did not welcome me at all. Well, after a couple of days, their daughter actually ended up with a case of a breast abscess and it needed immediate attention. Being the only female doctor, they really felt safe and thankful that I was there. They later thanked me, and it was the best feeling that how they ended up respecting me for my work. And obviously, I was happy for the girl. Oh God, this gender whole thing is just crazy. It still exists. And I actually got a question for the first episode of the podcast. How do you feel working in a predominantly female profession? And honestly, I could say that I feel safe. I feel good. Because again, like, I grew up with a lot of like female figure in my life, and those female figure really shaped me and helped me be intact with my feminine side. I'm also not toxic masculine at the same time. You know what I mean? But I'm happy to be surrounded by female. And honestly, apart from the negative part, which is like the drama compared to like working with like male nurses who are there's less drama, I love working with my female co-workers. I love it. And it still exists, this whole like, oh, male doctors should be more trusted than a female. No, absolutely not. If you guys don't know, there's a neurosurgeon. I love her so much. Lady Spine Doc. I love her. She is killing it in there. In social media, as a neurosurgeon, I love her. Shout out. But wow, girl, thank you so much for what you did. And you just proved that it's not my sex that defines my work and my profession and what I do. This is crazy. Anyways. Next. Ooh. One evening, I was talking with one of my patients, and he started to tell me about the car he had when he was younger. A Roadrunner 1968. Oh my God. I have this kind of conversation with my like 70-year-old patient at like 2 a.m. It's this exact moment, I saw the little stars in his eyes. He loved that green car so much, he then started to tell me stories of his adventure with a car, which were so funny. The happiness he had on his face gave the idea of making this drawing for him in the hope that it will bring him good memories. I love my job, even if sometimes working in healthcare is very hard. But it is stories like this one that makes me realize that I choose the right one. See, we're even artists too. We will draw to make her patients happy. We would take our time to draw something just for... Girl, I could talk about all the stuff we do out of our pocket. Next. Okay, lastly. So I am a CNA starting nursing school soon. I currently work as a CNA. One aspect of my job that I absolutely love is the fact that I can help people, because working in healthcare can be so frustrating sometimes that people lose sight of the main purpose of it. Like when you're understaffed, which is always, you're right, girl. Or when you don't get paid right, and among other things. But the best part of my job is whenever I hear a resident say thank you to me after I clean them up, or they smile at me when I help them do something for themselves. It makes me feel like even though it's difficult, I'm doing the right thing, I'm on the right path. Although this hasn't always been what I wanted to do, I'm glad I'm doing it right now. So thank you for giving everyone in their healthcare a platform to share their experiences in a place where everyone understands. Listen, I always say that CNA should be paid close to like a nurse, because without CNA, babe, we would drown. And again, I don't want to call them CNA, because honestly, CNA works like a nurse. They could literally run a whole freaking code by themselves if there's no nurse, or with a nurse. And with... I just love CNAs. They motivate me. There's so always like teamwork. I help you, you help me. And it's so nice to have that support with you. Sometimes actually when I have so much patient, they're the ones who alerts me that, hey, you should check on room 6 because she looks quite pale after I change her. And then listen, her blood pressure was like literally like lower than the submarine. The submarine. I shouldn't be laughing about the submarine, I swear. And without the CNAs, I could never. So thank you for all the CNAs and for all the things that you guys do. And I understand that you guys are underpaid and undervalued, underappreciated, and you guys should be seen more and appreciated more. I love you all. You know what? Okay, fine. This is the last one. Oh God. And we're gonna end it with a really, really positive one, okay? This is it, because this is a positive episode. That's what we're talking about, right? I'm not a nurse or anything, but I just thought I would give praise to a nurse. In March of 2023, I was almost 3 months pregnant, and on my birthday, I ended up in the hospital because the week prior to my birthday, I was spotting and bleeding and had become heavier, and I had awful cramps. I was scared because it was the first time anything like this has ever happened to me. The gynecologist was just dismissing my feelings. And my family just keeps saying, oh, everything is fine. You are being dramatic and overthinking stuff. Oh my, I'm so sorry. They did an ultrasound and told me my baby no longer had a heartbeat. My significant other was with me at that time, but he didn't comfort me or hug me. Oh my God, girl, I said positive. But there was a nurse, and she knew I was having a hard time, especially being my birthday. She stated that she had several miscarriages herself and asked if she could hug me. I did allow it, because finally I felt someone understand my pain and feelings, and she hugged me and let me cry on her shoulder for 10 minutes. While I was in the hospital, she kept showing up to my room, making sure I was okay and I didn't need anything. She was very supportive in a situation where I didn't really get support from my actual doctor or family, or even your husband. Her kindness to me made a difference. Wow. Oh my God, I don't know how to react to that. But I am so, so, so sorry that nobody has listened to you, to your pain, to your feelings, your emotion. Like, I think that's the worst possible thing ever, to go through such a hard situation and nobody is just there to support you. But then you had that nurse, that angel, that guardian angel, who was just there and ready to listen to you and give you a shoulder to cry on. And I have done this too many times to my patient. I'm not like glorifying myself, or like, I'm just sharing my experience, because I have had patients who, let's say, they were just diagnosed diagnosed with stage 3 or 4 cancer and they were given this much time to live, and you can just see that they're hiding it on their smile, because I would be like, so how do you feel? Like, I would check on them and they would be like, it's okay, I'm good, it's fine, it's just a news. I just take a chair, sit down next to my patient, ask them if I can hold their hands, and we just sit there in silence. Next thing you know, they start crying and weeping, and like, I cry with them too. Like, again, I tell you guys, I'm a crier. And sometimes silence speaks louder than words. That's what I'm gonna say. Silence is the best thing sometimes that you can give for someone who's going through a lot. Or just being there, just having another presence in the room without saying anything could alleviate a lot of suffering or pain. And wow, you are, girl, I hope you're still connected with that nurse that, you know, who was there for you. And I am so sorry that you went through all of that, the miscarriage, and the nobody was listening to you, even your doctor, your provider. But again, nurses are just God sent angels who's gonna be always there for you and your best and your worst, or even in your regular days. And we will always, always be there. Even all healthcare providers are God sent. We are all here helping our communities to get better, to feel better, to keep them healthy, because our population is just aging and disease are just getting worse, and there's more coming in the future. And without your healthcare providers, we would all just be dead. And I can tell you that right now. So actually, before we end this episode, you're gonna do me a favor. If you know a healthcare provider in your life right now, it doesn't matter if it's like a friend of a friend, do me a favor, send them a message and tell them. It doesn't have to be just a nurse, okay? Any healthcare provider, tell them, thank you so much for what you do. You make a difference in many lives, and you are good at what you're doing. Do that for me right now. But if you're driving, of course, don't do it. But if you have a chance or after, do me a favor and send a healthcare worker a thank you. And your nurses too, big time. If it's a nurse that you know, call them even. Tell them how much you appreciate them and the work they do, because it makes us feel better and gives us motivation to continue helping communities and sick people and everyone, okay? So, oh my God, this is such emotional, and I cannot describe this episode. I said positive, but then honestly, like, it's a lot of positive things. You see, again, it's the light at the end of the tunnel that matters. And thank you guys so much for listening to our episode 2 of The Good, The Fun, and The Beauty in Healthcare, and in just in general, the miracles you've heard. And if you guys love this episode, do me a favor and give it a 5-star. Share it so that we can keep getting all these kinds of stories. And I'm telling you right now, I have more stories for you. So do me a favor, share it, comment. I love you guys so much. Always stay caffeinated, medicated, and hydrated. And always remember, you are love, you are worthy, you matter, you can take up space, and you are doing great on whatever you're doing in your life right now. I love you so much. Good morning, good night, good afternoon. Mwah.